you have a voice radio station. We broadcast 24/7.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Welcome to Yehella Voice Studio. Please hold.
Absolutely. But they do that statewide. I have never met a group of people that does not, that understands their
city. Yehella Voice?
Hey, Khaled, it's Rahan and Nia.
Oh, Ray, okay.
Yeah, he asked me to call in.
Okay, let me tell them that you're on hold.
Yeah, I'll just, whenever. Thanks, man.
It's almost a genetic code. From a young age, and they get involved politically, and they do it.
And it's the
and
reason
that's
why
the great multiplier of them.
Yeah, it's the reason why Rahm Emanuel should not press the panic button.
Hey, it is why Dewey Defeats Truman was the headline on the Chicago Tribune, because people did not understand the power of the Jewish vote and just getting that one little segment. The Arab community has that same ability. They don't realize it.
What essentially happens here is that for Jesus Chuy Garcia, he opens the door. It's a you-never-know type competition. Although on paper, there's no doubt Rahm Emanuel is still the clear frontrunner. However, knowing that he didn't, and it's almost like the way it works in Chicago elections, you have an opportunity to, I call this the knockout round. And Rahm Emanuel had a chance to knock Chuy Garcia out of this thing instead of having to go to a decision. And that's exactly what happened here. So for Garcia, he lives to fight. It's not a knockout. He's going to go 12. He's going to go 15 rounds. And that is why this is a big, big victory for Chuy Garcia. Is he the underdog? Yes, but there's going to be two candidates that are now going to, it's going to energize Chicago.
Yep.
And that's the unknown factor, because Bob, you're right. Nobody's debating that the turnout from every ethnic group, including the Arab and Muslim community in Chicago, extremely low. Matter of fact, Otis, one of the candidates, who I guess he's a franchise owner of McDonald's.
Oh, Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah. Otis Wilson, is it? Is that right?
No, it's not.
Gosh,
Otis Wilson,
shame on me. He played for the Bears, didn't he?
Yes, Otis Wilson played 50, for the Bears. But
55?
Yes, it is Wilson.
I had his jersey, actually. That's,
really?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Willie Wilson
said, you know what? The biggest travesty is the voter turnout. I mean, obviously
18%.
for him, it's when you lose, you say stuff like that.
Well,
I think he's probably let down.
It
I
is,
think
though.
When you have,
but he had a better
a dominant,
turnout than he thought.
Yeah, when you, yeah, absolutely. Who thought Fioretti would have finished with only 7%?
And now the question
the vote?
Is,
well, wow.
Who's he going to endorse? And who will he work for?
Right. I mean,
that'll make a difference.
That is going to make a difference.
And you run against Rahm as being a one percenter. You run as the one percenter is a guy that's not in the community, and that is where Chuy will.
This is interesting.
Well.
And let's go to Ray Hanania, just for the record. I mean, Ray. Comedian, writer, but when it comes to the political scene, he's got it covered. I mean, he's worked for the Sun-Times, longtime writer, now with Arab Daily News, writes great articles. And anybody knows, for the record, I'm not the one to sit here and give Ray just sweethearted compliments. But when it comes to Chicago politics, he's got it covered. He joins us on Rise Up. Ray, what's going on?
Hey, Tundra and Rush, how you guys doing?
Oh, jeez.
Hey,
how are you, Ray?
Hey, Rush,
good hearing from you, man.
I want to invite you guys. I'm doing a Mensif Bowl on Friday, March 20th at Orland Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you
make
guys
sure
do
to reserve. Right. We're reserving 50 lanes for the Mekluba Bowl. Just, you're going to reserve, what, 3 lanes for the Mensif Bowl?
Well, I was going to invite Bob Fioretti's campaign, but apparently got a lot of open lanes now. So
yeah, you could say that again.
Hey, I'm gonna come
you
to
really
pushed
for Fioretti hard, Ray. I mean,
I'm gonna come to your Mekluba Bowl, but I don't like cauliflower.
We'll work on that, Ray. I'm with you on that. We will work on the Mekluba Bowl for March 20th to make sure that you're happy. Let's get into this election,
yeah.
Bob Fioretti. Let's at least start with that.
Sure.
I mean, you were hyping this guy. I mean, you said if there was going to be a one-on-one showdown, Fioretti
yes.
is the guy.
Yes.
And shockingly, he didn't even finish. I mean, he
yes.
finished, what, third or fourth?
Yes, he came in.
I mean, fourth overall.
He came
that's,
in fourth.
That's really
fourth
bad.
Fourth out of five. He came out bad. But listen, I have covered 12 mayoral elections. This election is the first of two. Now, they say, look, we don't have a primary anymore. We have an open primary. The reality is, when you look back at the primary elections, the first February elections, this election followed the pattern of almost every prior election. And incumbents sometimes get around 50% in these first elections, and sometimes they don't. Now, I think the real issue here is black voters. I think that black voters are going to decide this election in April, and they have a inherent conflict with Hispanic voters. They're both fighting for the same jobs, the same benefits, the same perks. So there were 100,000 votes that were shared by Fioretti, Willie Wilson, Doc Walls. Most of those 100,000 votes came from African-American areas. When you look at the breakdown on the Chicago map of the 50 wards, and I think most of those votes are going to go to Rahm Emanuel. I mean, that's my, and again, it's a prediction, but, you know, this is a guessing game. Who knows how people are going to vote?
And that's what I mean when it comes to Chewy why this is such a huge victory, because he did not, Rahm Emanuel did not knock out Chewy Garcia, and now this opens the door. It's the unknown, and that's got to be a little bit scary for Rahm Emanuel, even though he still, it appears, has a commanding lead. He'd have to really screw up to lose this thing, but still, you never. We're in the you never know phase.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that Emanuel, after spending more than $10-12 million, only got 45% of the vote. It shows people are not happy with him. But at the same time, you have to look at Chewy. I've known Chewy a long time. He's a nice guy. I don't want to say anything bad about him. I don't think he's a strong candidate. I think he did put together a coalition that brought away all the anti-Rahm votes, more around him than the other candidates. But I still think he's not a strong enough candidate to beat Rahm in the head-to-head in April.
He got the endorsement of the teachers union. He got the endorsement of one of the Jewish groups. I can't remember what those, but Chewy, I mean, there's some potential there for getting or collecting that anti-Rahm vote.
It's possible.
And the anti-1%, if you will. But it's possible, but I agree with you. The incumbent almost always is favored in these runoff elections.
And listen, don't get me wrong. I don't like Rahm Emanuel. This guy has done so much to the Arab community. As an American Arab, I dislike him. But setting that aside,
he ignores us.
Yeah, he totally does ignore us.
Yeah, we don't exist. That's how he treats us.
Yeah, it's partly our fault, not you and me. I think you and I and Bob and everybody, we do a lot.
Look,
but the community
The Arab community have to, the leaders in our community would have to kiss a little Rahm Emanuel butt. And you know what? I don't know if there's anybody that's willing to do it.
You know what? When I was at City Hall, there was a small group of Hispanics back in the 80s that were being ignored by Daley and Washington and Sawyer. And they would come in, and I'm going to tell you what, they would bring 600 people to City Hall to protest, and they'd demand a meeting, and every mayor gave that group a meeting. They got stuff by demanding it. We honestly, if we don't have a hefla, or we don't have a dance party, or we don't have a wedding, we can't get 100 Arabs together to protest
right
in politics.
That.
That's
or, you know, on the other side,
back.
I think, you're dead right on that, Ray. The reality is, in the Arab community, you put a wedding on,
yeah,
all of a sudden you go to the wedding, you know, the Arab men, they're doing the depka, they're waving the Palestinian flag. It's their political and a party all put together. And shockingly as well, we have to kind of acknowledge this, the Arabs who are active are more active as Muslims than they are of Arabs, if that makes any sense. Have you noticed that trend as well change in the last, after 9/11?
I think the Arabs,
the ones who used to be very, were into activism are now more into Islamic activism than Arab activism.
Well, I knew I was going to get myself in trouble on your show today because I was going to bring up a perfect example of that very point. Samantha Haddad Webb, she's Christian. She got very little support from the Arab community, and I think part of it, now she didn't say this, but I think part of it has to do with the fact she's not part of mainstream Muslim community in Chicago, and I think partly she's secular and Christian. We didn't support her, and that to me is the biggest loss for Arabs in this election. We had an Arab
The audience, Samantha Haddad, what did she run for again so people know?
Alderman of the 10th Ward. On the southeast side of Chicago.
Is there a large Arab community in the 10th Ward?
Yes.
A large Arab community there?
Oh, yeah. Not gigantic, But, you know, listen, you don't, let's be honest, how many Arabs are in Chicago? Most of us live in the suburbs. Most of us talking about...
Is that right?
Most of us live in the suburbs. Probably 250,000 Arabs live in the six-county region. About 80,000 live in the city of Chicago. Probably of those 80,000, about 30,000 to 40,000 are actual voters, which is significant. But we don't have to live in the area. We could have donated money. She got very little support. So to me, I felt bad. I just met her. I didn't know her. She's not somebody that, you know, I was pushing, but I just felt bad. This is one of ours, and we didn't come up to, and stand up to the plate for her.
Yeah. I have small advice for any Arab or even Muslim that are trying to run for any type of office. I don't care if it's a local board of a library board or a trustee, all great positions.
Yeah.
But my advice is simple. Never, ever rely on the Arab vote. You better have strategy that goes way beyond the Arab vote, because if you want a community, and this is the truth, if you want a community that is going to let you down like never before,
right,
count on the Arab community to put you down. Love my people, as do you, Ray. But when it comes to counting on their vote, you know, here's what they say.
Who are they? Yeah. Who are they? What did they do?
I mean, that's what they say. Like, what, is he going to bring back Palestine?
Right.
That's the mentality of a lot of the people. They don't think, you know, like the way the Jewish community thinks. You know, power starts here in America on a local level, and then you work your way up.
That's exactly right.
But nobody, I mean, I have it, Ray, you have it, but in terms of a community, we don't have that vision for local politics. We think the person that's running, we're almost either maybe jealous, or we just think they're wasting their time. You like that, Khaled? How did I do?
You did pretty good.
For anybody, you know who's happy right now?
Sound like my dad yelling at me.
Yeah, you know, Ray, I'm serious. You had a management right now. They're so happy with me because they really want Arabic type programming.
Yeah.
And I finally delivered.
Wow. I have a feeling. I didn't even know you knew
Ray,
that many words.
Rayad Ajur right now is grabbing the audio from this show as we speak.
I am.
And he's gonna make a 30-second promo out of this.
I'm going to. Promoting the Mensef Bowl. We're going to promote
the Mensef Bowl. Looks like I heard the phone go off. There you go. You just got yourself three lanes.
Oh, wait, it's Rahm Emanuel calling. He's calling to say he's sorry about canceling our Arabesque festival, for eliminating the advisory Arab council, for not inviting Arabs to his events. You know, he is wrong by excluding us. But on the other hand, I mean, in fairness to him, I had a conversation with one of his aides about 4 years ago, and he said, you know, every time the Arabs come up and talk to Rahm, the first thing they want to talk about is, did he serve in the Israeli military, and was his father a terrorist with the Irgun? And he goes, Rahm doesn't want to talk about that. And I said, you know what? Most Arabs don't want to talk about that either. But why is he afraid to even address it? He should at least say,
correct,
that's the way life is. I want to know about Chicago, don't you?
Yeah, hear my promise right here, Ray. Now, not that my promises carry any impact or influence on a political stage. If Rahm Emanuel wins another term of mayor of Chicago, I'm going to reach out to him. I'm a part of various groups, as you know.
Yes, we should.
We're going to get him out.
We need
to. And we're not going to do where he comes and talks for 30 minutes. We're going to do a moderator style, sit down, ask him some questions with an audience.
Can I just tell you something, Rush?
And let's see if he does
it. He will never be more approachable than he is in these next 6 weeks.
Yeah, and that's what I think.
Absolutely.
Did you read the columns I wrote for the Arab Daily News?
Great stuff, by the way. Yes, I've been reading all your... I'm not just saying it's Ray to hype you up. I've been reading all your columns.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying this. This sounds... You know how some people just give
I get it.
I really like reading your stuff.
You know what? And that's genuine and that's sincere.
He
blows me grief all the time for sucking up to the guests.
You know how much I hate sucking up to guests.
And he hates it with a passion.
Nobody walks out with
more brown
on his nose than Bob. Bob walks down and goes right to the bathroom, pulls out a bunch of toilet paper, and wipes his face his nose and everything.
Listen, I will admit one thing.
I do listen to your stuff, and I do enjoy it.
I'll admit one thing about me. I am not a great Arab when it comes to understanding my own community. I am not a great leader of people. I'm not a great speaker of Arabic, but the only thing that I'm good at is writing and trying to, you know, break through and decipher news and political events. I don't always get it, you know, right,
yeah.
But that's the one thing that I love to do, and I've been doing it for 40 years. But the point that I was going to make is there was a secondary message inside there that says most Arabs don't care what Rahm Emanuel's views are about the Middle East. I don't care. That's not the issue to me. The issue to me is, why aren't we at the table in city government, and why aren't we sharing in what our property taxes and our taxes pay for? That's what he should be addressing. That's what I want him to talk about. And I think this is when we should be pressing the issue with him.
I'm with you 100%. I think Bob also brings up a good point.
Yeah.
Within the next 6 weeks, if he wants to make a statement, this would be the time to do it.
Hey, and can I switch gears real quick on you, Ray? I want to go over to Palestine real quick. And with Benjamin Netanyahu coming in.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we don't do show prep, but go ahead.
You know what? No, because he wrote another excellent approach on this. And his thought on this was awesome. And that was, is that Benjamin Netanyahu is in fact going through a little bit of incitement right now in an effort to create a conflict with the Palestinian people in order to bolster
his own
election.
Yeah.
And I think you were brilliant in pointing that out, that he's using the friction as a political tool.
Even the turning off the power and the flood in Gaza, I mean, are we seeing
the flood's not real.
The flood is real.
Wasn't because of Israel, you know, shutting or opening a dam. But that's besides the point. You know, the Israelis are... people say, Ray, you're anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-semantic. I hate the way the Israelis use words to trip us up and to try and distract us. They are the cause of the flooding. They didn't cause the water to flood, but they caused it by not addressing it. They're responsible for helping to address flooding in that area, and they don't want to do anything for the Arabs. So on the one hand, you know, the Israelis didn't cause the flood in Gaza, but on the other hand, they didn't do anything to stop it. And, you know, these guys, they get away with everything, and it's disturbing to me.
Yeah, because people, the biggest lie that the Israeli government offers to the people, and many people buy it, they always will say that the Hamas, that they're the government, they're the ones who control everything. It's like, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
The water, electric is over. That's overseen by the Israeli government.
Yep.
They control it. They have the on and off button for that. And that, to me, is, you know how much control that is in a city or to have that type? That clearly, that's who the landlords are.
Yes.
And Hamas is not.
Yes.
They're collecting the tax revenue that they're supposed to pass on to the Palestinians.
Over
200
million.
They're not doing that, and then they cut off the electricity because the Palestinians can't afford to pay the electricity. I mean, it is just
it's
unbelievable.
Yeah. Listen, the whole mess is distressing. And then on top of it, we live in a city and a region. You know, what community really recognizes the Arabs? There are only a couple. But the majority of them don't recognize us. They don't respect us. It's not like Mayor Emanuel is doing something that other mayors aren't doing. You know, they're all doing the same thing. I just think that we have to be smart and look at it. I thought, honestly, that Fioretti might be the guy who could bring together the coalition, because I've known Garcia a long time. Like I said, he's a great guy. He's just not a strong person. And his main partner in politics is Luis Gutierrez. Luis Gutierrez and Garcia have been the dynamic duo of Hispanic politics over the past 15 years. How is it that Gutierrez endorses Rahm Emanuel and his friend Garcia runs against Emanuel? That told me there was something wrong that even Luis Gutierrez saw, and it didn't restore much faith in whether Garcia could defeat Emanuel. Now, he brought Emanuel to an embarrassing point, but can he beat him? I'm not sure he can.
Well, it would have to take it would have to take some great speeches, a lot of energy. And you know, if somehow Garcia gets some extra funds in the advertising department, and they could run some hard-hitting ads, because that's the other thing.
Yes.
The Garcia ads overall are pretty weak.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, that's my opinion.
But also, I mean, listen, Rahm Emanuel's ads weren't very good either. Honestly,
No, they were not. For the money that he has, he's been really disappointing.
Listen, he should have hired you or
people
me.
People have no idea how bad.
We could have done.
Let's do it.
We could have done great ads for him. Anybody could have come up with better ads that were out in this election campaign.
All right, here you go. I already wrote a script. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hello. I'm Rahm Emanuel, and I support a country for Palestine. Please vote for me.
I love it.
I'll nudge him so he wakes up, okay, Ray? Because he right now is dreaming.
Ray, my man, always great.
Right.
Always
I'm going to be at your McClubal Bowl.
On, yeah.
I owe you a visit.
Look forward to seeing
I'm
you
not
there,
gonna
Ray.
Bowl, but I'm going to donate. I'm going to be there. And I want to repair the damage of our relationship caused. I know this is all provoked by Bob and Khaled. I know they're the reason we're having trouble.
Khaled, I'm looking at Khaled. Khaled's looking at me. We're both looking at each other like deer in the headlights.
It's the first time Khaled's ever listened. First time he's ever listened to the show. He heard his name, and all of a sudden his ears pop up. Oh, what? I'm actually interested in this show now.
All right, guys.
Perfect.
Good stuff, Ray.
Good talking
to you,
Ray.
No problem. You guys take
Ray
it easy.
Ray Hanania. Yeah, a good, not good, very great Chicago political perspective.
He